Okay, sorry about the tardiness. Okay, so there is a famous, who's asking if we're doing the Ramban? Was that, you know? I think it's a minute ago. If we're doing the Ramban on Parshas Bo. So I said yes and no, because first of all, I would like to talk about the Ramban on Parshas Bo, because I have what to say about the Ramban on Parshas Bo. But that's not what we're going to, no, Chas v'Shalom. It's not that he's wrong. I feel like maybe it's misinterpreted sometimes, or taken in a different direction. There's a famous Ramban, which we're actually quoting like 90% of it, but not the famous part of it. The famous part is towards the end of it. But we're going to be quoting here, there's a Ramban who talks about, we'll see it in a second, Ramban talks about why is it that we focus so much on Yetzias Mitzrayim and what's the point of all of it. But then the Ramban at the end says something to the effect that we should know that everything is miracles.
January 24th, Ramban Shir the Dayan.
Okay, so the Ramban I think is often taken to be saying that everything is miracle. We should appreciate when we wake up in the morning, that's a miracle. When the sun rises, miracle. When we're able to eat and it gives us energy, that's a miracle. Like, don't take things for granted, which is a beautiful idea, but I don't think that's what the Ramban means. But that's not what we're going to be talking about now. Okay, what I think the Ramban means is more we should appreciate all the little things that happen to us for the good or for the bad is all being orchestrated by Hashem. Not nature, but I'm saying stam, when I couldn't find my credit card for underlining. Or when I wanted to go out for Shabbos and I wasn't feeling well. We shouldn't think like things are just happening because they happen. Hashem is involved in our lives and for the good and for the bad. But I don't think it means that like nature is like something that's not natural. But that's for a different time. But now the Ramban. Okay, I want to take the Ramban in a different direction right now. And not focus on the last part. Says the Ramban, V'yata omer lecha klal betam mitzvos rabos. I'm going to give you a principle for many of the mitzvos. Reason behind many of the mitzvos. Hine me'eis hayos al avodas gilulim ba'olam. From the time there is idolatry in the world, Mimei Enosh, from the times of Enosh, Hechelu Hadeos Lishtabesh Be'emuna, the beliefs began to become corrupted in terms of the proper faith. Mehem Kofrim Be'ikar, some people just said there's no God. Ve'orim Ki Ha'olam Kadmon, the world is eternal. The world is eternal. Which is interesting because I don't know much about this. I just know from the Rambam, like when I was your guys' age and I read this, but not that I don't read the Rambam now, but I haven't read the Morning Nebuchadnezzar in a while.
When you used to write the Rambam.
But the idea of Greek philosophy and Socratic philosophy about the world was eternal, but they believed there was a God. So it's interesting that Rambam is now saying there are two separate like things. So the world is eternal, and therefore there is no God. So the Greek philosophy, one of the more popular approaches, the world is eternal, but there is a God. Okay, but now the Rambam's saying, one approach of Kfira is that the world has always been. There's no creator. And that's it. So, Kachshu Ba'ashem V'yomru Lohu, they just deny Hashem and say he is not. Mehem Makhishim B'yidiyaso HaPratis. Some say, no, there's a creator of the world, but he's not, he has no engagement with our world. He doesn't care, he's not aware of our world. V'yomru Eicha Yada Kel V'yesh Dea Be'elyon. How could God know he's in the upper world? Meaning to say that they believe that there is this force called creator, the creator called God, but he's so beyond, he's so infinite and just on a different, in a different realm than us, he's not aware or engaged in our world. Some say, no, he's aware, but he doesn't do anything to get involved. Right? He leaves people live their lives even though he knows what's going to happen. He just lets them, I don't know why it's also in the psukim, also themselves, but the idea somehow of fish being things that are like totally left to their own desires, like they're fish.
Fish.
Not that fish. Right? Those are things that somehow Hashem is not involved. They get eaten by a shark. They get caught in some plastic rings from a six pack of soda. Like whatever happens to the fish, happens to the fish. Hashem doesn't care. So I don't think that's true either. But I think the Ramban would say that's not true either about fish in some. In some general scale, Hashem's involved in the fish's destiny. But to say that people are like fish, Hashem doesn't care, he's not involved in their lives. Yomru azav Hashem has aretz. Right? Hashem has left. When Hashem finds favor, I mean, he does something like positive or blesses a group. Or an individual. When he does some sort of miracle to change the natural course of the world. One by one, all these belief systems are now being rejected. Because this wondrous miracle. How do you change Eloka from Aleph Lamed Vav He to something that's not Shem Hashem? I think this is not right. Aleph Lamed Vav Kuf. I wasn't trying to do it. With the He at the end? Aleph Vav Kuf. I don't know. It's supposed to be Eloka. Yolam Eloka.
Dash.
Dash? I was thinking Dash. Oh, yeah, I know. I didn't take that one yet. We see that Hashem is involved in the world. Meaning, it's not just a system that has been going on without any sort of intervention. Hashem is involved with it. And he is aware, and he's engaged, and he's able to intervene. And when it's first declared by Navi, like last week's Parsha, what was it by Tzfardea, I think. So Moshe says, tell me when to stop it. Parsha says, tomorrow. Which is a whole discussion, why did he say tomorrow and not right now? But okay. So he wants to, can you really arrange things that's going to stop in a particular time? So he says, yes. You see also the truth of prophecy. Hashem speaks with these prophets and reveals the secrets to his servants, the Nevi'im. Through these miracles, so the entire, all the belief system behind the Torah is going to be fulfilled. That was one of the points, one of the main points of the whole system of Makos, is to declare to the Jews, to the Mitzrim, and to the world that Hashem is involved in the world. That Hashem is involved. Hashem cares about us and is involved in our lives. Hashem did not leave us just a happenstance, as was their belief. It also says similarly that it should be known that the land, the earth, our lower world belongs to Hashem. Laros al hachidush, Hashem has created it. It wasn't that it was just eternal and always was there. Kihem shelo shebraam me'ain, they are His. He created them from nothing. Va'amar bavur tiraki ein kamoni b'chol aretz. You know, there's nothing like me in the entire world. Lahoris ayecholas, to teach about Hashem's ability. Shu shalit bakol ein me'akev biado. Nothing is stopping him. Ki b'chol ze hayu hamitzrim makchishim omistapkim. And all these beliefs about this one true God, the Egyptians were either unsure, they were denying it. All these miracles and these signs are a true testimony to Hashem. I meant to look this up and I forgot. There's a fascinating historic tidbit. Okay, it's very parenthetical. It'll take like a 2-hour lecture to go through all the sources and everything. But the idea of when was Yetzias Mitzrayim taking place? Okay, but if you just take the Tanakh at face value and don't do too complicated calculations, we know that the Beis Hamikdash was built 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you go back, we know approximately when the Binyan Beis Hamikdash was. You go back 480 years, it's about 1500 BC, about, give or take, okay? So I don't know the details, I think I didn't look it up. Let's say about 80 years later or something, there is the Egyptian heretic king. What was this Egyptian heretic king? And later, like, all of his, like, monuments were effaced and destroyed in history. Like,
heretic for
the Egyptians. Oh, really? He believed in the one God. There was just one God. He didn't like idols. He didn't believe in multiple gods. And he believed in, like, this one universal force. And then afterwards, he went back to like the traditional like Egyptian idolatry with many.
There's one king.
After that, they went back to the belief. There's Ra, meaning Ra, the god of the sun. I don't know that. But they have lots of gods. They have lots of them. No, but there was just one heretical, heretical pharaoh. That soon after Yetzias Mitzrayim believed in this one god. It could very well be the.
Oh, so maybe.
Yeah, the lessons were learned, but for the Egyptians.
Didn't he die?
He did die eventually.
No, but didn't Paro die in
Yamsa? Oh, no, not the Paro. It would be a later Paro. Hashem's not going to do a miracle in front of every kofer, right? That would be awesome, but it's not realistic. Hashem told us to always make a remembrance and a sign for what our eyes have seen. We should transfer it to our children. And them throughout all generations. Hashem was very, very strict about remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, for example. One of only two mitzvahs asay that have a chiyuv kares. No, that's not a mitzvah. That's sorry. I'm talking about the Korban Pesach. Now, Achilas Chametz is a lot of, sorry. But there certainly is Karis by Achilas Chametz. Uva Azivas HaPesach. Now, there we go. Now we got the essay. Not doing Korban Pesach. V'hitzrich shenichtov koma shenira aleinu ba'osos v'mosim ayadeinu ba'albein eninu. Hashem commanded us to write down the psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim, including Yetzias Mitzrayim, on our arms, between our eyes, with tefillin. We should remember in Kriya Shema about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kemosha Amru, Emes V'yatav Doraisa, Mimashakotz, Matizkor, Yom Tzachamir, Yerushalayim, Kol Yimecheyach, V'shenase Sukkah B'chol Shana. I wish everything, our daily routine about when we walk into the room and we kiss the mezuzah and we put on our tefillin, And we say Shema in the morning and the night, and the Chagim, and everything is revolving around Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Why is that, says the Ramban? The reason is because this was the cornerstone of our belief system, says the Ramban. One might have also suggested, in addition to this, the idea it was like the beginning of our becoming a people, but says the Ramban, the reason is for these beliefs that we learned and the world learned through Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kol gezi b'hem mitzvos rabo zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim v'chol lios lanuk b'chol adoros edus ham b'mos m'shalo yishtakhu. Okay, we're going to skip this paragraph. Okay, last paragraph. U'lefikach amru. I believe so. Yeah. V'chach amru, that's why it says in the Pirkei Avos, Hebi zahir b'mitzvah kala kivichamura. You should be careful with little mitzvos, light mitzvos, as stringent mitzvos. Shekulan chamudos v'chavivos mo. That's the gears of the Ramban. They're all chamudos. How do you say it? Chamud in modern Hebrew means, yeah, but that's not what it means. Yeah, it doesn't mean cute. It means they're all like,
it's cute.
Something which causes you delight, which something which is so like wonderful. And they're very beloved. Each time he does these mitzvos, the mezuzah, doesn't seem like it's language is so difficult or so significant, but by doing so, he recognizes Hashem. Okay, this is now, first of all, I wanted to quote the Ramban, because I wanted to quote the Ramban, which is a wonderful Ramban, important idea. But what I wanted to focus on, which I don't really have time to focus on, is this last point. The purpose of all the mitzvos, this is very surprising to me. Let me know if it's surprising to you. What's the point of all the mitzvos? When you see a line like this from one of the Rishonim, so okay, you listen up. What's the point of all the mitzvos? Shenamin be'elokim, we should believe in God. V'noda elav shu bara'anu, and thank him / acknowledge that he created us. V'hi kavanas hayitzira, that was the point of creation. She'ein lanu tam acher biyitzira harishona. There's no other purpose in the first creation, meaning in the creation of Adam harishon, the purpose of creation of humanity. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz betachtonim. Hashem has no interest in the lower worlds. Milvad she'eda ha'adam v'yodeh le'elakav shbaro. The only thing Hashem wants from us is that we should acknowledge, we should know that Hashem is our creator and acknowledge that. Ve'kavanas romus hakol betfilos. The purpose of raising our voices during tefillah. The kavanas bate kinesios, v'tzchus tefillah harabim. And the whole idea of having a shul, we can come together as a group and daven, and the whole idea of tefillah b'tzibur, zeu shiyeh levnei adam makom yiskabtzu, a place where people can come and gather, v'yodu lekel shvaram, and thank God, acknowledge that God created them, v'him tziyam, and made them exist, v'yifar semuze, and they should publicize this, v'yomru lefanav, briyosecha anachlun, they say before him, we are your creation. Okay, in the next paragraph, the Ramban talks about the more famous part of this piece about we should recognize everything is a miracle, which we're not going to talk about now. But the idea, it's a little surprising, no? The idea of creation is that we should acknowledge God. The idea of creation is that we should acknowledge God. So here I have some homework for you guys, if you're up for it. There's a second side of the sheet, which we do not have time to elaborate on. But the second side of the sheet is from the Alei Shur, from Rav Volbi. And here he has... do you know like the general style of Revolvi? Why does it say Vad Shvi'i over here? Because this year, I think, is weekly like Vadim that Revolvi would give to his Talmidim. And each week, he'd have like an idea. So this thing, which is like a page, Revolvi would develop and discuss and probably give examples and answer questions. And give like a little nekuda to work on for that week. So if we read it like in like a half hour, read like three Vadim, I feel like we miss a little bit on what the idea is. But we're going to, in 1 minute, talk about two Vadim that he says, what he says here. Okay? He quotes the Ramban. If you see Kan Hinenu Magim L'Divrei HaRamban, this is Parshas Bo. He quotes this Ramban. What's the point? What does the Ramban mean? So first of all, he says here, I'm just skipping around. I can't even tell you where I am because we're too rushed, unfortunately. Es Hashleimus Shelanu, our completion, V'Ha'osher Shelanu, and our happy, and our spiritual success, our wealth, Hu Lehodos. That is through acknowledging, through being thankful. The more a person appreciates all the good he receives, the richer, the more happy, the more fulfilling will his inner life be. What's the first point of this Ramban? Of this Revolvi, explaining the Ramban? He seems to be saying, what's the Ramban getting at? The purpose of creation is to acknowledge that God created us. He says, maybe what the Ramban is getting at is that that's kind of the blueprint for how we should be living as healthy, happy human beings. The secret to being a healthy, happy person is to have a outlook of Hakaras HaTov. We shouldn't be in this world in a certain cynical entitled. We shouldn't feel entitled, right? Everything's magiali. We should realize that that we have all these wonderful things from our families, from Hashem, from our friends, and if you want to be good, healthy, happy people, so then we should acknowledge that. That's a critical ingredient to being a good person. But then the Ramban, Revolvi says something a little bit more spiritual, mystical, whatever you want to say, the next spot, and this maybe look at inside afterwards. But what he's saying there is that somehow the most basic ingredient in Avodas Hashem is to appreciate that the entire universe around you is from Hashem. There's a certain very spiritual perspective that you're going outside and you see like a beautiful hills or like you feel the wind and you're like, wow, this is all from Hashem. That the idea of this perspective of acknowledging and thanking Hashem for what He gave you is really, I think Revolvi is saying, synonymous with an awareness of Hashem. It's synonymous with, if we can get just a nice little paragraph here, okay? Zeu inyan ha-hoda. This is the idea of being thankful to God. Galim ha-milim nidlos ha-mayim chaymi omek zeu. The words are too poor to be able to draw out the life from these words. Meaning to say, I can't explain what I'm saying here in simple words. It's just too deep of an idea. Mishlo ha-emik pam b'chaya ba-kara satova klali ha-makif. So some of you did not engage, did not think about this general ha-kara satova that's surrounding him. Mikol tzad from all around him. V'ro es atzmo rakikli katan l'shefa tova adir. He feels he's this little receptacle for this unbelievable goodness around him. Lo yavin zos ad kama shenachid bi'ur. He won't understand what I'm talking about as much as we try to explain it. So look at this, Revolvi. I think this could also be maybe what the Ramban is getting at. The idea that the acknowledgement of God and awareness of God are really synonymous. That the more that we have an appreciation for all the good that's around us, that itself will bring us to an awareness of Hashem's presence. I think that's what he's getting at here. But again, read that slowly, mila b'mila, and see what you think of the Vaj Shvi just on this page when you guys have a chance. But the idea of the Ramban, there's two yesodos of this Ramban. One is the idea of the central role of Yetzias Mitzrayim and appreciating the miracles and the lessons that were learned to us from them. And also the idea of the significance of Hakara Satov and acknowledgement of Hashem, and that again needs to be explained a little bit more, and then try to get through suggestions from the Al Yeshua here. Okay, Adkan. Shkaya.